across the health system. He's a regular kōrero with us. Hey, John. Kia ora, hoki mai.
Kia ora, Dale.
Thanks, mate.
He hui ngā tangata heo ki ngā mangara, me mihi kā tika ki ngā tōtara haimata o tō tātou ao. Kua riro, ko tā tāmati te tuatahi te tai rāwhiti, ko tā hirini ki te mōno o tōi ki te awanui ārangi. Aku anei ko whatarangi, ko te taitunga, ko Ngāti Raukawa. Nā reira, me mihi kā tika ki a rātou, ko rātou, nā tōtara haimata. Hei whakaruru hau i tō tātou ao. Nā reira, e kore engaro rātou.
Thank
Kia ora
you.
Down, sorry.
Thank,
just,
no, yeah, oh, look,
movers and shakers in our world here in the last couple of weeks.
You're not wrong, John. You're not wrong, John. And, you know, obviously we've mentioned Hirini in the last couple of days and just today, Whatarangi, but, of course, Tamati as well. Gee, that's a hit. Thank you to all of our rangatira and what they've contributed to our growth as a people.
Take a bit of your indulgence, because I know you run a very tightly scripted show. I also just wanted to acknowledge, you know, while we're acknowledging those who passed on, I just want to acknowledge some of the recipients and the King's Honours Awards. You know, there are quite a few Māori generally, and also people involved in Māori health, and there were about four in there I just particularly wanted to know. One was Professor Colin Mantell from Waitahu, who's been a stalwart in Māori health for decades now. My tiau te tuakana Mike Kawana from the Wairarapa, who's had a long-standing involvement with his iwi, including health down there, and two very fierce and unrelenting advocates for Māori health, both very good friends of mine, Miss Janice Cooker from Pirirākau in Tauranga, and Dean Rangihuna from Ngāti Porou, who's based down in Otautahi. So, kia ora ki a rātou.
Yeah, and thank you. Each of them deserving of a profile, a kōrero, but many of them just get on with the mahi. They don't seek the limelight. All of those names that you've just touched on, I'm slightly familiar with, some more than others, but I guess one of the hallmarks of our people that we value and that they carry is that of humility. And so they're not ones to put themselves. They're not ones to put themselves forward in the media. So I do thank you for mentioning their names, John, and we'll follow through and celebrate their efforts if they'll be kind enough to share some aspects of their lives and mahi. Thank you for that, mate. What about the budget? Where's the dosh, mate?
Yeah, well, I think a couple of things, Dale. You know, we've released a report just recently which shows that over the last 5 years, the Māori health investment has grown to over $1 billion. It's grown by over 87%. So, you know, I want to acknowledge that too. That's off the work of a lot of people over a number of years, looking at how they can increase and grow Māori services, Māori health services. In terms of the budget, there are, you know, there are a number of areas in there that I think are going to support that investment in Māori health. You know, there's the focus on, for instance, getting earlier access to care. But I think if you look at across the budget, Dale, areas like bowel cancer screening, that, for instance, I suppose the way I'm looking at it is there are announcements in every budgetary year about investments in health in other areas. I think overall there's over $5 billion going into health in the next budget. But I think it's also good to recognise it in terms of what's already in place. And so the government's been clear that the current investment, for instance, in Māori health service providers, and there are over 370 of them now, it's really important that we keep that investment safeguarded. And I know working with my colleagues in Health New Zealand, they're looking at how do they extend the reach of our organisations and align funding for areas such as primary health care, increase access to services.
There are many health leaders who are somewhere actually going backwards. While I do acknowledge that there's significant putia put across into the general funds and, you know, $5 billion on health, targeted Māori health money seemed scant, if at all, in the budget. How do you respond to concerns from Māori health leaders, John, that Hauora Māori funding remains at just 2.7% with some reports of an actual reduction in allocation?
Oh, look, I think first of all, it's proper and it's appropriate for people from our different communities to be challenging us to see if we can do better. We've got a long journey to go on in Māori health and we need to continue to focus on it. But we've got a government that still continues to focus on Māori health. And as I said, we already have targeted investment, which we're following through on. If I can quote the words of the Minister of Finance, though, there are a number of areas here where we've got new funding that are also going to benefit Māori as well as other New Zealanders. For instance, lower bowel screening, paediatric palliative care. But I think, you know, it's for our people challenging us in the community or challenging government, it's their right to do so. I think people will have different views on whether the budget goes far enough or in other areas. As I said, you've got to, the way I look at it is we already have investment that's continuing through in Māori Health, for instance, and a focus on Māori Health. There are budget areas that I think provide an opportunity for us to push through and continue to strengthen services to our people. But, you know, I take on board people's challenging from the outside that we need to do better.
Tēnā koe. I was reading a piece about TEND. Now, this is Dr. Matarorea Linden's, one of the founders of TEND, and they were taking an approach into GP services that does utilise technology in ways that we haven't seen so much in previous years and decades. And they seem to be finding favour with iwi Māori as well in great numbers. I think there was a play to take over a major GP practice and all its clients too in the vicinity of $300 million. It was a figure that I saw in the media, John. What would you say about these trends, or this one is called TEND, but utilising digital approaches to healthcare that differ from the model we've seen across time?
Oh, I think a couple of things, without a doubt, Dale. Artificial intelligence and technology is here, and it's growing, and it's expanding. And it would be folly for us not to look at, are there ways we can utilise technology? Having said that, you know, we've also got to work with people's comfort. You know, you've got people like myself, my generation, I kind of much prefer dealing with people face-to-face. But there's a reality that sometimes if we want to get access to services that we need to look at technology. So I think it's always useful to be keeping an eye on where the opportunities are. At the same time, we need to make sure that we safeguard any risks. And if you look at the current, for instance, report into Manage My Health, it's a timely reminder that when we're using electronic systems and that we need to have appropriate safeguards in place. But I think technology and opportunities to improve health around technology are going to continue to grow, and we need to look at those opportunities. At the same time, we've got to work with people. At the end of the day, technology is not good if it's not understood by people and if it's not embraced by them.
Tēnā koe, thank you. And while improvements such as higher tamariki immunisation rates are being noted, how's future investment going to better support Māori providers and iwi organisations who say that Māori immunisation rates are either static or at times going backwards? Your thoughts there, please, John?
Yeah, I think, look, I do want to, we've had a tough road, and I want to acknowledge our provider organisations out there leading the way for us. But, you know, I do want to acknowledge that if you look at it just over the last year or so, we've moved from Māori immunisation rates at 24 months of being just over 60% at June in 2024 to kind of 71.5% by March this year. So I want to acknowledge that progress because I know it's off the back of a lot of hard work, but we've got a lot of hard work to go. It continues, immunisation continues to be, as you know, one of the key target areas for this government and certainly this minister. There continues to be investment in primary health care and extending the range of provision, including mobilised services. So I think those all provide opportunities, particularly for our organisations who are expert at getting out and reaching our communities, particularly mobilising services, because sometimes you can have a service just around the corner and it's still too far. On the other side, they're doing a fantastic job trying to work with people to get them to understand the benefits of immunisation, because we've got a lot of misinformation still, Dale. I mean, it's kind of keeps growing. It's almost like it's pumped out every week since COVID, where there's a whole lot of to be honest, rubbish information out there. So, but it's really important that we make sure our people are comfortable, they understand what immunisation does, et cetera, so that they're comfortable in participating.
Yeah, fair enough too. Thanks, Joel. Always a pleasure to host you. Thanks for your whakaaro and look forward to our next conversation as well. Mauri ora. Te ranga tēnā.
Kia ora, Dale. I think you'll be like me. There's nothing to do this weekend. I might have to watch rugby union.
Okay. Fair enough. Thanks very much.
I'm talking about the Wires, of course.
Of course. I know. Thank you, Chief. Always neat. Kia ora, John.
Kia ora.
Enjoy the rugby. I'll be watching some too. My my cousin Dangerous Dave from the Hurricanes. He's got his own Instagram page, or his son set it up for him. I was with him over the weekend in Rotorua, but he just will not miss a Canes game.